Hi, Carl. What's on your mind?
Hi, Dr. Wright. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, sir. Thank you.
Great. Thank you very much for taking my call, and it's a pleasure to talk with you. I've been reading your newsletter since the 90s.
Oh, thank you, sir. I'm glad you didn't get bored yet.
Well, I was in really good health, no problems whatsoever, taking zero prescription meds, 74 years old, until September 16th.
When
I had a minor heart I had a minor heart attack, and then a catheterization a day later showed that I had 100%, 95%, 90%, and 87% blockages. So I had a bypass surgery at Hopkins Hospital, successful. Only problem is I developed AFib 5 days later.
Oh, dear. Uh-huh.
And so I've been fighting that, but I did do a cardioversion on Wednesday.
Okay.
And I'm out of AFib now. I just want some advice on how to stay out of AFib, because I know it can come back.
Okay.
I take magnesium, I take taurine, I take hawthorn, I take CoQ10, because I know those are all good.
All right. You might consider getting yourself a hair mineral analysis. You don't, unless you want. Good for you.
I have done that. I did it a year. I'm coming up on a year.
Well, and the minerals you want to look for on that old one, and if there's any question, get another one done. Let's say it was marginal. Are the ones that are known to help with regulation of that heartbeat, and those happen to be the magnesium you're already taking, but also manganese. Mm-hmm. And
manganese?
Yep, okay. Manganese. And then selenium and copper. And copper just makes a ton of sense. Yep. What conducts electricity in the wall? Yeah, copper wires, that's what. So anyway, magnesium, copper, manganese, and selenium, all of those are known to be heartbeat regulators. You're also already taking the taurine. So take a look at those other ones. Now, there's one other thing, sir. If you've read that newsletter for that long, you probably have noticed that business in there about donating the blood and keeping the blood from being so thick that it creates abrasion at the branch points of arteries, and that makes the cholesterol accumulate, and if that keeps up for a long time, it just accumulates and blocks everything. But the cholesterol didn't do it. It was that abrasion being caused by the thick blood, which all us guys have because we don't have menstrual periods. So anyway, have you gotten around to donating blood yet, sir?
Well, I had a iron problem, high ferritin levels years ago, and I was donating blood for that. Before that, unfortunately, I'm on a Coumadin for this darned to keep my blood thin, because in case the AFib was to come back.
Yeah, I hear you, sir. But look at it. It is so foolish for doctors to ignore published medical literature, which they're doing when they prescribe Coumadin and other patent medicine anticoagulants. There's articles that show that you can take, in fact, this comes from some, researchers from Iceland or Denmark, wherever, that went over to the New World when it was, and it wasn't that many years ago, and they wanted to find out what was going on among certain Inuit populations. And they found out you can take so doggone much fish oil, I'm not kidding, that when you cut yourself, you won't stop bleeding. Fish oil, specifically the EPA fraction of fish oil, makes a man's platelets slippery, sir. And they got this machine up at the University of Washington called a platelet aggregometer, and they got another machine down at Tahoma Clinic called that checks blood viscosity, and either one of them will tell us if you're taking the right amount of fish oil to keep your platelets adequately slippery and your blood not too thick, or if you're taking too much and you might bleed out, or if you're taking too little. So you can monitor the fish oil just like they monitor the Coumadin with its own blood test, and you can find out that you're using just the right amount of fish oil to keep your platelets nice and slippery, but not so much so you'll bleed to death if you cut yourself without putting a tourniquet on, that is. Fish oil is nature's way of keeping the blood from clotting. It's just a matter of monitoring it, which you can do with this equipment at either the UW or the Meridian Valley Laboratory, sir.
Okay. Could I ask which brand or what fish oil you recommend? I take fish oil now, and I, even before this event, I did an Omega score, and I had a high number. I think it I think it was 6.8, right? I'm not sure. But it was high.
And, well, here's the deal.
Reinforce what you just said. When I told the doctors that, when I first had this problem, they did, you know, they could care less.
That's right.
They didn't know what I was talking about.
No, they don't. I'm sorry. They're just off in the patent medicine world, and they can't get out of it. Okay, sir. Your fish oil, the two very good brands that will provide you with a certificate that they're uncontaminated, done by an independent lab, Carlson, and Nordic Naturals. Now, the other thing you want to look for is the EPA fraction needs to be the higher one than the D. D keeps platelets from sticking for women, but not for men, and E keeps platelets from sticking for men, not for women. So you want a higher EPA fraction. That way you don't have to swallow as much. And then you get either the platelet aggregation test up at the UW, or you get the blood viscosity test down at Meridian Valley Lab. They both will do the job for you. And what you find out is if you're using enough fish oil to keep your blood maximally slippery, but not too darn slippery, that's what you want.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
And after that, you can adjust your blood donations, and the doc will tell you just exactly how to do that for you, not for everybody, but for you.
Yeah, I need to try to find a MD, ND that is very knowledgeable on cardio issues locally.
Well, where are you located, sir?
Annapolis, Maryland.
Oh, boy. Yeah, halfway across the country. Okay,
yeah.
Well, here you go. A couple of websites to look for, sir. ACAM.org. ACAM.org, and click on Find a Physician at that website, and you put in what mile radius you can travel, and then you click on each name one at a time, and you can read what all they do in their practices.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And the other one.
What was the acronym again?
ACAM.org. And the other one, and I'm not sure if naturopaths are licensed in Maryland, but just in case they are, it's naturopathic.org. And same deal, go to the website, locate the Find a Physician tab, click on their name, and again, they'll give you what they do in their practices.
Okay. Well, again, a pleasure talking with you. Thank you very much for the information.
You're welcome, and I'm sorry that happened to you, sir, but you're...
And I was not overweight. I was 195, 6'1", 195. Mm-hmm. The surgeon said there were six major causes of this, and I was negative on all six of them. Well,
sir, what you were positive on was the same thing all of us other guys are guilty of. You know, the ladies sometimes say the guys have thick heads, and what we don't. But what we do have is thick blood, and that's the problem. There you go, sir.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, doctor.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling.